Okay, again, letter, the whole letter is the Rebbe, volume 5, letter number 1292. So the letter looks like it was sent to various different rabbon and rabbis. It says in the bottom over here to Sholem Hashash, Dovav Davadjer, Rav Meir Abuchatzira, Yitzchok Alamaliach. And the Rebbe, peace and blessing, and it's dated on Yutes Kislev, Topshin Yud Beis. And the Rebbe says peace and blessing, and the Rebbe is thanking them profusely that he received the Svarim that they sent the Rebbe's library. I mean, they had a lot of old Svarim that the Rebbe, some of the Rebbe's Shluchim, you know, got them to send to the Rebbe's library. And the Rebbe says, when we talk about these matters, Kol hamarbe harizeh meshubach. The more you do, the more praiseworthy. So, in other words, keep on sending them. And the Rebbe says, the master of peace should place good peace and blessing on your honorable rabbi Shlita with good physical and spiritual. And as we are approaching the redemption of the Alter Rebbe, Rav Shneur Zalman, with the titles, the founder of the teaching of Chabad Chassidus, I send to you, to your honor, my blessing in a telegram. And the telegram read, of course, in those days, the quick communication went through telegrams. Yeah. Letters took weeks sometimes, you know, till they got to their address, if they weren't striking at the time. But it says, good Yom Tov for the redemption, for the festival of redemption of our master, the author of the Tanya, and the victory of the teaching of Chassidus. May his merit protect all of us amongst Klal Yisrael. Be successful in your holy work. It is known, the Rebbe says, that that's the language of the telegram. But further, the Rebbe writes now, it's known that the Alter Rebbe, Rabbeinu Azokin, the whose celebration, Day of Joy, said that the teaching of Chassidus is not only an inheritance of individuals or any group or any party, but rather it's an inheritance for the entire Jewish people. As it's known in the very famous letter of the Baal Shem Tov, that he, Saul, went up on Rosh Hashanah, and he went into the room where Mashiach is, and he asked him, "Eimosai ka'osimar, when, Master, when are you coming?" And he answered him, "When your wellsprings, the wellsprings of the Baal Shem Tov Chassidus, will spread out to the outside, that is when I will come." So we see that every act and every idea that helps to spread the wellsprings of the teaching of Chassidus, which is the luminary of Torah, is a preparation and a speeding up for the coming of a righteous Mashiach. Bagolo didan bismakor, meaning very soon in our times. Omer ken yirotzen. Rebbe concludes with peace to your honorable. Rebbe gives them nice titles, and to your teaching, your Torah. May you increase your strength in Torah. May you be successful in all that you do for good and for blessing, both physically and spiritually. And these are some, you know, some great rabbis. I believe that that has to do also from Morocco, from the Shaluchim over there, Rabbi Matasov, Rabbi Lipskor. As we learned in earlier Rebbes, the Rebbe encouraged them to go ahead and solicit these people to help with the different, in those days, these were great rabbis in Morocco. You know, eventually, most of them, or all of them, migrated to Israel. They became, you know, the leading of the Sephardic and the Moroccan Jews in Eretz Yisrael. But at that time, it was in Morocco, and the Rebbe sent the Shluchim there, and they revived, basically, Yiddishkeit over there in that whole area. Okay, the Holy Letter of the Rebbe, Volume 5, this is letter number 1298, and this is dated on the 21st day of Kislev, Baruch Hashem, and this is dated to Harav HaGoyen, with all different titles, Mohari Sheyichya, which would be Mari Eloi. So the Rebbe is responding, Shalom Uvracha, I'm responding to the telegram that you sent. And I'm sure that you will write more details about the Fabrengen of the Chag HaGeulah, the Festival of Redemption of Yitzchok Kislev. And the Rebbe points to the booklet of Yutis Kislev, page 4, footnote 3. The Rebbe says, I sent today a telegram to the chief rabbi, and this is what I sent. For the bar mitzvah of your son, may it be the will of Hashem that you should raise him. And the Rebbe says, L'Torah, for Torah. Torah means what? He says, Yaakov Yoishev Ahole Shem Ve'ever. It's like Yaakov, who would sit in the tents of Shev Ve'ever, which means he would go to yeshiva over there, Torah. That's what he would study, Torah. Then we say, Ulechupa, and to a canopy, which is a home, which is marriage. That is Yitzchak Hanekat Bahara Meriah. That is a hint to Yitzchak, who was tied on Mount Moriah, which is Bais, which is the home. That's where the Beis HaMikdash was built. So the Beis HaMikdash was built on Mount Moriah, the Temple Mount. And which is the Beis HaMikdash. And then Ulamaisim Toivim, that is, and good deeds, is Avraham, because Avraham was Goymel Chasodim. He was act of kindness. So this covers Torah, Yaakov, Yitzchak, and Avraham, which are the three clusters in the Jewish vine, Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, with blessing of Mazel Tov. So, the Rebbe gives here some footnotes over here to all that he just mentioned. For Torah, Yaakov was sitting in the tents of Shem Ve'ever, which basically means Yaakov was sitting and studying Torah. And the Rebbe references to the Ora Torah Tzemach Tzedek, in which it refers to the shame and aver is known. Shame represents the teaching of the written Torah, because name shame, the Torah is all names of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's the written Torah, that's why it's shame. Aver is Torah Shebal Peh, based on what it's written, V'hu Avar Lifneim, he passed it in front of them, which means the revelation and the drawing down of the Torah, to pass the Torah down, because from the written Torah, as it's written, we can't really make sense of it. We don't really understand what to do from the Torah itself. So what draws it down, what leads it to the people, is the oral Torah, because the oral Torah explains and articulates that which we know in the Torah. So that would be Shem Ve'ever. L'chupa, the Rebbe references Yitzchak and the Beis HaMikdash, because he was bound on the Mount Moriah, which is referenced in the Beis HaMikdash. This is based upon the saying of our sages, blessed memory, in the Medrash Shir HaShirim Zuta, and further in the Zohar, the Rebbe says that on the day of Hashem's marriage, it says, what is Hashem's marriage? When Hashem got married, is referencing when the Shekhinah went down to the Beis HaMikdash. That's sort of Hashem moving into his home in his marriage. This is the canopy in which Hashem marries the Jewish people, together with Hashem. And that's why we find in the Torah all the details about Yitzchak's marriage, how the Shidduch took place, and she came, more details than in the marriages of Avram and Yaakov, is because Yitzchak represents the Beis HaMikdash, and that represents the house of Hashem. And the Ma'asim Tovim we know, which is Avraham, is does the acts of kindness, because the verse states with regards to Avraham, that Avraham should command his sons and his family afterwards to do tzedakah. This is the main part of Mitzvah Ma'asius, and it goes tzedakah. That sums up all of our acts. You know, there's a lot of different mitzvahs we do, but the mitzvah tzedakah, that's the main mitzvah. And these also are the three clusters that are in the Jewish Geffen. Rebbe is referencing based on the saying of our sages in the Gemara in Chulin Tzadeh Beis Amud Aleph. So just in a little footnote of the Rebbe, goes through the Zohar and the Gemaras and the various different commentators, you know, all in a sort of by the way. And the Rebbe says, I wanted to point out that in the letter that I wrote to the chief rabbi in connection with Rabbi Weinberg, who learned it earlier, he went to raise funds for the Lubavitcher Yeshiva, so over there too, it was talked about over there about Bar Mitzvah. So basically, I guess the Rebbe was And this is the standard blessing that in Chabad tradition, the rebbes used to always bless when somebody became bar mitzvah. They would say, "L'Torah ulechupa ulamasim tovim," for Torah chupa masim tovim. So the rebbe here articulates and gives out what it means: Avram, Yitzchak, Yaakov, and all that comes with it. Okay, so that's the rebbe.